How about these little things that they look like small umbrellas? You cut them up and put them on steak.
Mushrooms.
Okay. And how about the poisonous ones?
Toadstools.
How about this? It's a fruit. A melon has an orange center and a kind of a grayish brown.
Cantaloupe.
Use both?
No, I use cantaloupe.
Okay. How about this is a vegetable that has an orange inside and a green cover on it. You bake them. They're different kinds.
Squash.
What different kinds? Do you know any different kinds? How about a vegetable this is a vegetable about the size of a cabbage. It's white and has green around the outside when it grows. You usually cream it or something.
Cauliflower.
How about you have something, you have a cold and your sore throat, it's difficult to
swallow.
You're unable to do something, you say, I'm sorry, I
can't.
You don't use done work in any context at all, do you?
No.
But what is the negative of he ought to?
He shouldn't. He oughtn't.
Do you use that?
No.
And the contraction of will not?
Won't.
And these birds that are supposedly associated with wisdom?
Owls.
And the different kinds? You know any different kinds?
The hoot owl, the screech owl, the great horned owl, that's Dr. Taylor. And barn owl. I don't remember which.
Okay. How about did you use the term varmints in any?
No.
Never. Does it mean anything to you? What does it mean to you? Someone who's a varmint. What is it?
He's a bad guy.
Oh, it's a human being then. A bad.
Rats are varmints too, aren't they?
Okay.
Mice and rats.
Mice, rats, and bad guys in westerns.
Yeah.
Okay. How about these rodent-like creatures that live in trees and eat nuts?
Squirrels.
Okay. And what different kinds do you know there? Any?
Red squirrel, gray squirrel. Is there a fox squirrel? Flying squirrel.
Okay. And how about these little things that live in holes and they're about this long? They run around on the ground. They burrow holes. Find them on golf courses.
All right. This guy steps on. Oh, now I'm nervous.
Well, there's no reason to be nervous.
No, now wait for me.
No, there's no hurry.
I know this.
There's no hurry. There's no hurry at all.
I know this. And he steps in.
No.
Lee, now don't mark me down for
I'm not going to mark you down for anything. I'm just trying to get, you know, the pronunciation.
Because I know it as well as I know
Oh, and I was wondering, would you call them ground squirrels or chipmunks? Would you use one of those terms?
Oh, that's not even what I was
thinking. Okay, what would you call these little things?
Those little things?
Gophers?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You go on the side.
What pronounce
would it?
Gophers.
But they're small, aren't they? They're only about 3 or 4 inches long.
They're longer than 3 or 4
right.
inches.
But I mean, they're not big. I mean, they're not like this, standing up. No. We'll see. How about these birds that get up on trees and pick out...
woodpeckers.
Do you know any different kinds?
Red-headed woodpecker, flicker. I don't remember.
How about these things that hop around?
bunnies?
No, yes, but these are rather ugly creatures that live around swamps and things.
Frogs and toads.
Okay, what's the difference?
Frogs, just a minute, my friend. And also, I think frogs are amphibians and toads live on the ground, I believe.
Okay.
Now you just say it.
Okay. How about these things that are used for in fishing for bait?
Minnows, crabs.
How about these are these you dig up out of the ground?
Crabs.
No.
Worms.
Yeah. Do you make any distinction between different kinds?
Sure, there's night crawlers and angle worms, grub worms, red worms,
well, that's plenty. How about these things that fly? You've seen fly?